Good evening. Welcome to our Christmas service this evening. A special welcome to everyone who's visiting us tonight. On Easter Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection. And on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we celebrate our God becoming incarnate, the incarnation. God didn't have to, but he did. He entered into the underworld, into the flesh of man, to bear our sin, to be our Savior. And so we give thanks to God tonight. That's why we're here. We celebrate, we rejoice, and dare I say, we join the angels and all of the saints in heaven and all of the saints on earth. And we praise God in song and in word. And congregation, would you join together this evening as we do so in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
What the fathers most desired, what the prophets' hearts inspired, what they longed for many a year, now in Jesus Christ draws near. Let all on earth his glory tell, the Holy One of Israel.
As he came to Bethlehem, even so he comes to them, who with faithful hearts prepare for the Lord to enter there.
Glory to God and peace on the earth.
Today we welcome our Savior's birth.
Now the Lamb of God, behold, with joy he comes, as long foretold. For our sins he'll pay the price, shepherd, king, and sacrifice.
Now let the glad tidings of great joy be told. Fulfilled is the word that the shepherds behold.
Hark, the herald angels tell
of the Christ Emmanuel.
Let our voices join to raise
unto God our highest praise.
The Savior of the world has come.
Let us proclaim what God has done.
Would the congregation please rise?
Stood alone, we can. A reading on hope from the book of Daniel chapter 7 and Luke chapter 1, in alignment with the candle of prophecy. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.
Our strength and our hope rest in the Lord, who has been born in Bethlehem today, and whose kingdom will last forever.
To people in darkness
came promises new. The promise of Jesus is faithful and true. A reading on peace from Micah chapter 5 verses 2 to 5 and Isaiah 9 verse 6 in alignment with the candle of Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are too little to be among the clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
May we know
and understand the peace of our Savior, Jesus Christ, through the work of the Holy Spirit. Prepared in a manger in Bethlehem town, Lord Jesus, our Savior, to earth came down.
Please rise.
Above the
reading on joy from Luke, second chapter, in alignment with the candle of shepherds. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was, with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Lord Jesus, let us radiate the joy that is you in our lives. As shepherds turn their fear into joy, they shared the great news of the baby boy.
Lord, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error binding, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world
Some verses on love from various books of the Bible in alignment with the candle of angels. I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love God, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life."
Lord, help us
to love as you first and perfectly loved us. Angels in glory announce Jesus' birth, proclaiming God's love to all the earth.
Peace on earth and mercy. light and